Welcome to the Financial Health and Wealth Show, heard right here on My Talk every Sunday at 10 a.m. and available to podcast and listen to anytime at mytalk1071.com. Keyword wealth. Here to get you on the right path to your financial goals are the mother and daughter team from ClearStep Financial, Carla and Cassandra, with host Miss Shannon.
Yes, welcome to this week's Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 1071. I am Ms. Shannon, very excited to share some additional information with you, always helping you navigating these roads to financial health and wealth. Helping me today, our good friend from ClearStep Financial. Hello, Carla. How's it going today?
Hello, I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing, Ms. Shannon?
I am feeling very spring-like. I feel like, although it's still a little chilly here in the Twin Cities, I'm doing well. What are you thinking?
Yes, isn't it wonderful?
Absolutely.
Well, and it's so, even though it's a little cool, right, but it's so nice to be able to have the sunshine and be able to just go out and enjoy some of the sun a little bit. I think we're all missing that.
I agree. Get some vitamin D and something other than my supplements. I'm enjoying that very much so. Very much so. And it's always great to talk to you. I was thinking of you, of course, this week because some of the things that we do is we try and give people the foundation that they need, that as things, as I put it, life has a tendency to get very lifey. And just, you know, just being, having certain foundations make it easier for you when that kind of thing happens. Don't you think, Carla?
Yeah. You know what's happening? And this is something so interesting is that I see us as having three different worlds that we have to deal with on a daily basis. And they're so, they can be very trying.
Right.
You can have a lot of joy. But we have to make some tough decisions sometimes too, and we have the world that's going on globally. We see that. We all see that every day.
Absolutely.
And we see the war. We want peace. You know, we see all this happening, right? We see these terrible things happening. So we have to deal with that on a daily basis. Then we have the world of our finances is where we come into play. We want to help people to feel good, to feel secure, to make some good decisions, to be able to achieve whatever their goals are in the financial world. That's what we're about. But all these other worlds affect what we do and our decisions on a daily basis. And then we have the world of our families, of our working world, of our even going to get gas at the gas station.
Absolutely.
Or having dinner. You know, we have those worlds too, and we have to somehow put it all together, make sense of it, and live our life in some peace and harmony. And that can be tough.
And we also want to say thank you to all of the My Talkers who have contacted you over there at ClearStep Financial, because that is exactly what you help them do, is it's finding the right fit, being able to communicate them in the right way. But it's been very, I mean, personally, I enjoy working with you because I know that you do give people peace of mind and educate them so well.
Yeah, part of feeling good and secure is to have that bit of education, to have that knowledge education. You know, it's and then we can make better decisions in our life. That's with all aspects of life, especially with finance. And it doesn't have to take, you know, people can do their own education. That's why we have this program.
Right.
We have our, it actually is amazing. You can go on our website. We have calculators there. We have topics. We have updates. We have future webinars and education. It's a vast knowledge of information that we have on our website, and we have that because we do appreciate our My Talkers as well as all our other clients, and we want to offer this educational piece of information to them. And so you're absolutely right. That's our focus, is educating and teaching about money and finance.
One of the things I love about going to your website and being able to follow you there is that I'm one of those people, and you and I talk about this. I've been actively working on getting better at sleeping. But now, if I just can't sleep, instead of like doom scrolling or reading a bunch of articles that I have to decide whether it applies to me, I'm like, go to the sources that you already know and stay there. You'll go back to bed faster. And so it is nice sometimes just to be able to peruse the articles and the resources that we have on sites like yours when you go to ClearStep Financial, because at least I know it's not going to start a mental spiral of, oh, I didn't know that. I should be panicking. I know that it's going to be, oh, this is something you meant to look at already. Just go read this information. So the next time you talk to Carla and Cassandra, you'll know what you're talking about.
It's so true. There's right. so much with the internet now. Yes. You can Google anything. You can get topics on any type of topic. A lot of these are opinions, which may be right or maybe not right for
Absolutely.
You. So it's so hard to decipher sometimes. So that's why it's so important to work with a financial expert professional that you trust,
yes.
that you can talk about things and navigate through life.
Right. And as we go through the conversation this morning, I want to remind everybody the securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Investment, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. One quick thing before we talk about today's topic. I know that you also wanted to remind people that there might be a good time for them to still add to their IRA or Roths for 2021. Is that correct?
Yes, it's. Mm-hmm. We have until mid-April here. Excuse me, mid-April here to still add to 2021.
Okay.
So you can add Roth IRA investments through 2021. I like to share this too because this is a piece that people sometimes don't know, that if your income is above a certain amount, whether you're single or married, there's guidelines for the income, that if you're above that income, you might be able to use a backdoor Roth as well, which means you can still invest in a Roth, and there's some guidelines, and we'd have to go through all that to see if you qualify. But that's for people if they're married, well over the 200,000 mark, and if you're single, well over like 125,000, 130,000, you got to be above those. And you might still be able to invest in a Roth,
right?
Backdoor Roth, and you may qualify for that.
I love that you help us provide options to people who are out there, Carla. I love that. So we are throughout today, and I think that you are a great guide for this, is talking about financially navigating through life's changes. And we mean a variety of changes that could happen. Some that are things that you may have planned for and some things that might be things that came up as a bit of a surprise, right?
Right. And, you know, when these life changes occur, which they do for all of us, we have so many different, you know, and I was talking to someone the other day about just a move, right? When you move, that is a major life circumstance.
Right.
I don't know if anyone else has done it. You can do these tests where to see how stressful certain life changes are in your life. And sometimes you have moving and some other things right up there. And those are some of the highest level of stresses in life. But there's ways financially to prepare for some of those so they're not as stressful.
Right.
You know, if you can prepare for these, and sometimes you don't even know if they're going to happen, and that's okay. You shouldn't know some of these are going to happen. But if we can always have options open to us, it just helps us navigate through life financially just so much easier.
Right. Well, I know I have a couple friend of mine, and they are, as you just mentioned, they are in the process of moving from one city to another city. And it's not even a huge distance, but it's still, like, I saw her on Wednesday night. And as you said, Carla, she is so stressed out. Like, we were talking where she goes, your nails look so great. And I'm like, thanks. She goes, no, look at mine. Because she's packing and moving and getting all of these things together. And it has stressed her out so much that she has, like, brutalized her for fingernails because it's such a stressful thing. And so, you know, it's one of those things where you go, oh, you should just be happy. It should be easy. And it's absolutely not.
Oh, it's such a, the moves, you know, there's so much in life we go through, right? A move is a big one. You know, some people getting married.
Yes.
It is a big one. Or divorce. We see, you know, we see these life changes and things happening, or a new baby coming into the world. So there's so many
right.
major life changes.
Right. Well, as we are discussing these and navigating through these life changes, a lot of the things that you suggest are those basic pillars that you talk through with your clients, my talkers and otherwise, who, you know, as you're going, these are like the things that you should look at as you're getting ready. So even if we start with what you always say is, you know, reevaluating your cash flow.
Right, right. And you know, there's times when you really want to take some time to look at the cash flow. Look at the expenses. You know, we have fixed expenses. Mm-hmm. You can take a notepad. You can go online. I know on our website we have a budgeting sheet. You can print that out. but you have income. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's variable income, and so that's a challenge in and of itself when you're on commission, mm-hmm. base plus commission or pure commission. You want to look at, you want to really minimize your income mentally so that you have the ability so you don't get caught in a situation, right, where you may not have as much income that month. So those are challenges. But you want to look at your fixed expenses and then your variable.
Okay.
Interesting. We do have food on the variable expense. Isn't that interesting?
But I actually think you have to, because I've noticed such a big fluctuation in what's going on with, and it, for the most part, it's just me and my son. And still, it has been like these big jumps or something all of a sudden will go up in price, or I don't know, he'll just get super hungry because he's a teenager and he'll like, so it's not like it's consistent.
I need food.
Right. And I'm
Where's
like, I think I just fed you. I'm like, oh, you ate all of those. Okay. So I, you know, I know personally for me, it is something that fluctuates drastically from day to day.
Those teenage boys.
Oh my,
you know,
heavens.
There should be a separate budget for teenagers, you know,
right.
Like this is our budget plus this amount.
Yes, yes, because he doesn't mean to. He can't help it. I'm like, I think you're legitimately hungry. So,
you know, it's interesting, too. So food. So we were just doing a little bit more digging on the inflation and the cost of food. And if you go back to the 1970s, the way inflation was calculated back then, if we were to use that same calculation today, food, and we see this in the grocery store, so this is not a surprise for any of us, but inflation would be closer to over 20% today.
Wow,
if we use the same calculation. So how many people have jobs that are increasing by 20%?
Oh, heavens, right.
You don't.
Mm-hmm. No.
You don't. So how does this all affects us on a day-to-day basis when we go, we have to make decisions, and this is, my understanding is that this will all get worse before it gets better.
Right,
We're going to have to deal with higher-priced foods. We're going to have to deal with higher-priced gas, mm-hmm. gas at the pumps. So we're going to have to adjust and look at our budgets probably maybe even on a week-to-week basis. Again, you can get a little book mm-hmm. from the grocery store, you know, find a book, and then just every week go through budget, calculate
right.
how much you're spending. You know, when we pay attention to our budget, we can actually make decisions then. If we don't know what we're spending, how can we adjust things if we don't know what those numbers are?
Right. Well, Carla, when we get back from the break, we're going to cover some more tips and tricks as we are financially navigating through life's changes. Does that work for you, including, as you said, managing some of that debt?
Yeah, we have a number of things to talk about to go through the ups and downs of life and how to navigate through that.
All right. If you have any questions, today is a great day to call. You can call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Financial Health and Wealth Show here with ClearStep Financial. Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on MyTalk 1071, also available as a podcast. If you go ahead and pick us up on MyTalk1071.com, just use the keywords health and wealth. I'm Ms. Shannon here with my good friend Carla from ClearStep Financial. You can also contact them easily. Just go to ClearStepFinancial.com. Carla, I sound like I'm just being nice to you, but I legitimately love this show and our Red Hot Real Estate show because I think we really give some great information, and I just love it. Like producer Sonny and I were talking about this. Like I just get geeked knowing that we are helping people go, no, this is going to help you sleep better at night. This is going to help you feel empowered, all of those things. So thank you for sharing all this information, Carla.
You know, it is empowering, isn't it? When we know information, again, with these life changes and sometimes it's a matter of you experience a death. It could be an animal. It could be like my husband's mother just passed away this past week. But when you experience those things in life, sometimes it's good just to have someone hold your hand and
right.
say, these are the options. These are things you can do. Because we don't always think straight, right? We mm-hmm. when major life things go on, we just need a little help sometimes. So,
absolutely.
That's what we're here for. That's why we do the show.
And it's nice to go, I don't have to figure it out. When I'm figuring out all these other things, you know, if I'm navigating something that is a challenge right now, I'm already working on that to go, no, this is the person that's going to steer me correctly through this part of the challenge. That
right.
is fantastic.
Right. So it's so important to trust, right, to be trustworthy and to trust who you're working with as well.
Well, there are so many stories out there right now in the news about debt and how a lot of debt is rising and how things were going. It seems like things were clicking along as far as some people in their personal finances. And then a lot of unexpected things popped up. And I was reading a story recently about how the average of people's debt nationally had jumped up recently.
Yeah. And we hope that, you know, part of what we do is we look at cash flow. We look at income and we look at expenses, right? So we look at budgets. And if you're closer to retirement, again, you want to, part of a good goal as you get closer to retirement is to be debt-free,
right?
Especially with credit cards and cars. But also, if you can get that house paid up, how wonderful would that be?
Right.
So, you know, I try to encourage people to continue to work until that even that house is paid up. Now, that always doesn't happen, but those are ideal goals to help to achieve during debt. But, you know, I do recommend to get on Dave Ramsey's website because he is the expert at paying off debt.
Okay.
How to do it, the debt snowball. I remember when I was first getting started in the financial world, that was way back in the 90s, and I remember this man, Dave Ramsey, was out there.
Right.
And then I, you know, was familiar with him way back then, just as he was getting started. I was getting started in my business, too, and now we're still talking about the same types of things out there in the financial world. But debt would be a good goal to have to be debt-free by the time you reach retirement.
Right, right. And so working on that and then being able to go onto the, like, what I put in the, if you were going to use all the, like, the hashtag positivity things, like, once you get your debt under control, being able to actively work more on, like, your short-term savings. And I know that we talk about this often on the show, doing these things simultaneously. Like going, well, how much can you save? How much can you put away? What can you do where you're actually managing these debts? And I know that that's part of when you're discussing things with clients is going, well, what should you do first? Like, is it I need to knock out this whole credit card or is it, well, knock down what you can, but put some money away for this instead? So how do you help people make those decisions, Carla?
So I always go back to set a goal. Mm-hmm. Set a goal of having this debt paid off by this amount of time. You don't always know how you're going to achieve that goal, and that's what goal setting is about, whether it's with debt or savings or an amount that you want to save or retirement. Just write it down and set it. And then what happens is you start to figure out how to achieve that goal. So if it's regarding debt, set the goal, I am debt-free by this amount of time.
Right.
And hopefully it's a stretch, and ideas will come to mind as to how to achieve that. One idea could be maybe you're increasing cash flow. Maybe there's ways to increase cash flow.
Right.
Maybe it's a different job. Maybe it's a new business. Maybe. So there's all different ideas that'll pop in once you set that goal.
Right. And I do agree with you that sometimes you don't have to go, here's exactly how I'm going to do it. If you don't set the time frame, like I said, okay, I'm going to be out of debt except for my house by the time I'm 50.
Yep.
And so I'm like, I knew when the deadline was, and I'm like, oh, that means that a couple of these things have to happen, or looking at certain opportunities different, or even since I'm an independent contractor, like working on my self-esteem to the point that I hold my rate on certain things. I'm like, well, I'm not going to get that to that goal if I'm just acting like I don't cost money. And, you know, just even things that are good for your overall health and mental health are things that will come to you when you start setting those kind of deadlines and goals for yourself.
Such a good point. All these ideas and strategies come to mind. It's actually the most amazing thing if I can challenge everyone just to set some goals out there. Wherever you're at in your life from a financial world, but hopefully if you are in debt, set a goal to get out of debt with credit card, get your car paid up by this amount.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it's a stretch. Hopefully
right.
it's not on the amortization of the house or the car,
right.
But maybe cut it in half and then set that goal, and then you'll figure out ways to achieve that goal. So it's we become a different person when we set goals. We become a person, we think a little bit differently. Our creative juices happen. We might make better health decisions. Like you said, it's going to filter into all other areas of our life.
Right. Well, we are going to go on a break. We have about a minute before our next commercial break, but I do think that this might be a good time. You did such a great job talking about goal setting. So when we get back, can we do a dip into that as we continue to help people with some information on how they can navigate changes in their life?
Absolutely. We'll talk about the goal setting and a little bit more about different buckets of money, too, to have for different times of your life.
Right. Oh, that's fantastic. I also want to remind everybody that you can get involved in some great webinars that ClearStep Financial has going on. Just go to their website, clearstepfinancial.com, and I believe it's the events tab, right, Carla?
Go under events. Also, let us know that you're from My Talk Radio. We'd love to be able to help you or set up a complimentary consultation. Or you can call our number, leave a message, and we'll call you back, 651-600-0855, and we'd be more than happy to see how we can help you.
All right. We have some more great information on how you can navigate through life's changes financially, courtesy of our friends at ClearStep Financial. Also, letting you know you can be part of the show. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 1071. Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 1071, also available as a podcast on MyTalk1071.com. Okay. Dua Lipa was talking about her rules. The rules that we are giving you, the guidelines that Carla from ClearStep Financial giving you are equally as valid, if not more. Equally as valid. So, Carla, welcome back to the show. Before we went to break, we were talking about two things, goal setting and then encouraging people to have those varying, as we put them, pots of money for different things. So which would you like to cover first?
Well, they kind of lead into each other, right? Mm-hmm. So let's use the example of goal setting to make sure you have these three different pots. Maybe you don't have your three different pots funded fully, right? Mm-hmm. So you set a goal and say, you know, I'd like 3 to 6 months of income in my savings.
Right.
That's a short, more of a short-term pot of money. Mm-hmm. Then the midterm is where you need money maybe within 5 years. Maybe it's for a new house. Maybe it's to buy a second property or a property in another state or
right.
travel, right? That's more of a midterm goal. And your long-term goal could be retirement or it could be getting through retirement. If you're retired already, you know, you might have, you still have a long-term goal. You want that money to last for the rest of your life. So those, and maybe you don't have them fully funded.
Right.
That might be an idea. So the short-term goal, you might have a certain amount. Maybe you want to pay cash for a car.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be money just put aside in savings. Or some people take part of that savings money and invest it in a conservative portfolio. Remember,
right.
when we have the problem with having money all in savings or at a bank right now is that if inflation, even be conservative, if it's at 8%, right, 8 or 9%, you know, I said earlier it could be as high as 20%.
Right.
But you have, in a sense, when you have money in a savings account at a bank and you keep it there, and I'm not saying some money you do want to keep there because it's accessible quick, but you do have a guaranteed loss on that
right.
money. Of 7, 8, 9, 10% a year because of purchasing power, you lose that purchasing power.
Right, and I'd so back to what you were talking about when we're navigating these changes. So many of the changes and challenges you have in life are things that make you feel uncertain, and you want some stability. And so then keeping track of your money and going, now I need to put it in something a little more aggressive, or we'll use the word back to a little less certain. That has to be really stressful for some people.
You mean to invest money in the markets?
Yes.
And have,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Right.
Well, that's a whole nother topic, right?
Right.
Where are we headed with our markets and where are we
yes.
headed? And we have strategies mm-hmm. to help people navigate through that because sometimes you don't know when you're going to need that, whether it be a short-term or midterm type of investment.
Right.
You don't know when you may need that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all these life adjustments come into place, too. For instance, maybe you have early retirement.
Right.
And maybe you're going to retire prior to 59 and a half, and you just want some dollars or flexibility to have money in a short-term or midterm account that's liquid that you want to access and have the ability to draw money out of. You know, like I said, it could be moving or a new job or some of these life changes that come out of nowhere,
right?
And you need the money for them,
right?
In a couple of different pots of money that are accessible just in case something like that does happen.
Well, Carla, since we talked about those buckets of money a bit, should we move on and talk about another thing that, you know, you really advocate for in talking about insurance and those type of things?
You know, I think it's a good topic. Mm-hmm. And I see different people wanting life insurance, especially life insurance, for different reasons.
Right.
Right? And different times of their life. They may, I've just recently talked with someone who's in their 70s and they want life insurance because the spouse wants to have money there just in case something happens to the one person, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So there might be life insurance for that when you're first married, mm-hmm. and you have some debt. What a great life insurance may be a good tool to have for an unexpected event of some kind that might happen.
Right.
Or let's say that you lock in. I always say lock into life insurance when you're young. Maybe have some term, but also there's permanent policies that can be positioned where they're very cost effective.
Right.
Some permanent policies are very expensive. I don't agree or encourage that, but there are some that are very cost effective out mm-hmm. there. So maybe have some permanent policies, but also have some term on top of that for different times of your life. For instance, if you're young, maybe you start off with a permanent policy, you have kids, then add some term, add a 30-year term for during the time that the kids are young, they're at home.
Right.
Because then when they even get in their 20s and 30s, you may need a little bit of life insurance to help the family out, again, for different times of their life. So the insurance piece is just a very important, it's a gift of love, right?
Right.
We talk about that. How many people, when something happens in life, to have that gift of love there.
Because
just in case you may need it.
You're not only like planning for the foundation for setting them up well, but this is something we haven't, from this perspective, we haven't talked about it. When you're discussing people, and we are going to get into some of that, I know it's another thing that you encourage is people to do some estate planning and things. What parts of the things happen, because I don't even know this, after I pass on, what debts do I have that somebody else might be responsible for? Like, what would they roll off to my son or those things? Are there a list of things that you go through when people are planning their estate planning or questions to ask their attorney?
Well, you know what? That's a great question, Shannon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Shannon.
Yeah.
That is a great question. How much of that debt gets passed on
right.
to our family? And it depends on the debt,
okay.
right? And it depends on how many assets the person has, because usually upon a death, the estate has to cover the debt,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Usually whatever state. So if there's assets there, the debtors will come after the estate to get that paid for. So if you have life insurance, right, that goes to the beneficiary, then that life insurance can help pay for the debt
okay.
at different times of your life. What, especially when you have kids and you're paying for things, it's a wonderful time to have that. Or I know some people, like I said, they have assets, but they just want that leverage ability. So
right.
let's say you have someone in their 50s or 60s and you have, you get another maybe $200,000-$400,000 of life insurance. Remember that life insurance will pay to your beneficiaries tax-free.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's a
yes.
great way to leverage your estate and to have additional monies there immediately tax-free to the beneficiaries. So it's life insurance is not about the living person. It's about all the people that'll be there, the beneficiaries, when that person passes away.
Right.
So it truly is a gift of love to the beneficiaries.
And I had thought through, like, if we're looking through the different life changes that could happen, I could understand where if you're getting married or divorced, how that would affect your insurance planning. But what about moving? I see that on the list as well. How would that be impacted if that particular change?
Well, you know, good point. Mm-hmm. So with any life changes, if we have our life insurance,
yes,
outside of work, right? So if you have life insurance in work, it's usually the group, like a group life insurance plan. It's great to just get as much of that as you can. It's the least expensive type of life insurance. But let's say you're moving and you don't have life insurance. Maybe you're moving from one job to another. You're moving to a different state. And during that time, if you don't have outside life insurance, you may not have any life insurance during that time of a move.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got people moving to different places or different, you know, different jobs. So it's good to always have outside life insurance other than just work. Have some that you own, that you control, that is there directly for your beneficiaries. Because only, it's interesting, the statistic, when you have life insurance at work, which again I recommend to get as much as you can because it's very inexpensive, but only 2% of life insurance at work pays out to beneficiaries.
Okay.
It's a very small percent. So the chances of that ever paying out is very slim. It's more likely that your own outside life insurance will actually be the payout to the beneficiaries.
Okay. And regarding your own outside life insurance, let's say you're me and you have a term policy, but you want to add, do people normally, like, do you get a bigger term policy or do you get an additional term policy, or do some people do each?
So some people will do, it depends on what they have. So you may do one, you may do a little bit of each. You could add to your term, your current term policy, but just know you would have to prove insurability. So anytime you increase life insurance, mm-hmm. you've got to go through the underwriting, right? The blood work, the all the underwriting process. And as long as you qualify, you can increase your death benefit, but sometimes people in life, all of a sudden you don't qualify, or maybe it's so expensive that you just don't want to get any more life insurance. So that's why part of it, I really enjoy offering life insurance to people maybe right away in their 20s. Get it while you can. It's the cheapest. It'll never be as least expensive as it is then.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you have it for your whole life.
Right. Well, we have some other tips as we wrap up the show. So regarding this information on navigating life's challenges, what would you like to wrap up with when we come back?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about retirement income planning.
Mm-hmm.
That is a topic that I would say most people would like to achieve, and some have already. But then we want to get you through that journey of retirement.
And welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on MyTalk 107.1, also available on MyTalk107.1.com. Just use the keyword wealth. I am Ms. Shannon, here with Carla Zebnik-Seifzer, our president from ClearStep Financial. Been going through some great tips on how you can navigate life's challenges through your finances. So, Carla, thank you for bringing up this last little bit where we're talking about, you know, retirement income planning, because I think it's one of those we'll call it a finish line, even though it's a really long finish line. Like you get to the line, but the line
hope
itself,
it is, right?
Exactly. Like once you cross it, there's a long road back to the car, basically. So that's the goal. So as people are approaching it, there's lots of things that can also kind of derail that and make it more complicated for you, right?
Well, you can, and just a side note here, again, if you want a complimentary consultation, please go to our website, clearstepfinancial.com. We'd love to talk to you. Just let us know you're from My Talk, and we'll set up a complimentary consultation, because like you had said, Ms. Shannon, there's so much to navigate through, and when you're close to retirement and going into retirement or at retirement, you know, look at what happened in the past couple months here. All of a sudden you have we call them black swan events.
Yes.
They're events, and this happened to be a global event that came out of nowhere. You have a war that's going on, and this affects our markets. It affects how we invest. There's some major things going on here. So how do then people look at that and say, okay, well, how can I get retired?
Yes.
Or how will I have enough money to get into retirement? Because maybe they just saw some of their money draw down.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I get through retirement then? Because that's a big concern. You know, one of the things that keeps people up at night is not knowing if their money will be there for the rest of their years in retirement.
Especially if you spent, and this is a significant not only investment as far as your finances go, but just your time. Like so much time and so much effort that many of us put into this. It does get very, I'm sure, very, it's one of those things that we don't like to make people panic. That's why we're talking about it. Just go, no, you do, it is fair for you to start having these conversations, you know, with someone who can help you navigate this uncertainty.
Right, right. And there is so much uncertainty in this world today. And again, we feel it from all different angles. And it still goes back to even a couple of years ago with COVID, you know, that whole experience. So people are still recovering, you know, from how we had to maneuver through that and deal with that. So there's a lot going on here. And with money and finance, I just see this so clearly, and it's so important to have help with this, have guidance and direction. You know, we have the ability through many, many resources to be able to navigate through all these different life changes. Like, you know, as we get closer to retirement, I've met with people, maybe they've gotten maybe they've been married recently.
Right.
That is a major change. Or some people, their plan in retirement totally gets turned upside down from either divorce or a death. Do you know the average widow in America today is in her 50s?
Really?
And it's the average age of a widow in America. And that would be a woman where the man passes away and the woman lives, right? But these are really, you know, you have certain goals and ideas as to how you want to live your retirement, and all of a sudden it's like something hits you on the side of the head, and you have to rethink and look at things a little bit differently.
Right. So when you're encouraging people to look at their overall financial health as they are approaching retirement, is that when you're like, okay, for sure, as we're looking at these foundational buckets and these pots of money, is that when you really start working toward them, go, let's make sure these are in check, or is there a different conversation that you start having as you get closer?
Well, it's a good point, and there are a lot of conversations we have as you get closer to retirement or in retirement. So, but we do want, we look at those buckets, right? You have a short-term bucket for things that might come up in the year. Then you have a bucket of within 5 years of liquid money that could be invested in a type of mutual fund investment where it's still liquid. And then you have your long-term bucket, which could be a mixture, right, of IRAs, Roths, and 401ks, and SEP plans, and simple, depending upon if you're working for a business and small business. So those are some of the options. So we want to make sure that all the buckets are kind of running on the same cylinder, meaning that we want to help prepare for these life events. You know, some people have something come out of nowhere, like it could be a divorce. I don't know how many people I've sat down with that had a divorce or a death.
Right.
And it almost has a similar response because the money that they thought would be there for retirement may or may not be there. Remember, if you have a death, you'll get one Social Security benefit. You won't get two. Or a divorce, the same thing. And so the same type of income may not be there during that time frame. So, you know, we look at how do you invest heading to retirement, and as you get closer, you want to make sure we preserve and protect those assets as you get closer to retirement, because we want them to be there for you throughout your whole retirement. And people today are living longer as well.
Yes.
You know, people are living even into their centenarians, even into age 100, people are living longer. So it's going to be so important to make sure that money does last throughout their whole retirement.
Right. Well, we do have about 2 minutes left, so I want to remind everybody that it's a great time for them to go ahead and contact you over at ClearStep Financial. Get on that list to get those free consultations.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you. ClearStepFinancial.com. Let us know you're from My Talk, and we'll set up a complimentary consultation. You know, we do virtual or in person as well. We have our office in Bloomington, which is one exit east of the Mall of America there. We've been there for many, many years. We have offices in multiple states. We're in mm-hmm. Wisconsin and Minnesota. But you can also call us, 651-600-0855. We'd love to be able to talk and just set up a time. But we do virtual as well.
Right.
Because people can be in different locations and different states even. And we are licensed in many, many different states around the country.
Right.
And maybe so we want to be here for help.
And maybe sometimes people are just, I know how I get, where it's nice to have the virtual option because the travel time is what I'm like, well, I don't have a half an hour to drive there and drive back plus the thing. So I get it. So that virtual
one
has helped me. Right. It has been very freeing for me to do some things virtually just because I'm like, I want to talk to them, but now it's an hour of my time versus three because of the,
right.
Which sounds so silly, but it is just right. A reality I think that we've really become accustomed to since we're like, oh, everything was virtual for a while there. We're like, well, we still got stuff done, you know, without the drive time. And especially now the gas is expensive. I'll just get on the phone with you and do that.
Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. Funny though, I like to bring up the baby boomer mentality, right? Because I'm a baby boomer, so I can kind of talk about this sometime. I'm a young baby boomer, but a lot of us baby boomers, we actually like to see someone in person.
I'm sure
we like to sit down and talk and look at them in their eyes and make sure that they're the right person for us.
I think that is a great strategy. So whatever is most comfortable for you, you can get that with ClearStep Financial. Again, go to their website, clearstepfinancial.com. You can always call them at 651-600-0855. And Carla, do you know what we're talking about next week, or is it a surprise for everybody out there?
You know what? We'll let you know. Mm-hmm. We had a little bit of a glitch this week, but we'll let you know next week. I'm sure it'll be on retirement.
Perfect. So we will see you guys then. So again, you can always go to our website, mytalk1071.com, keyword financial, keyword health and wealth. We'll talk to you soon.